Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Lisa Peters. Thank you for joining us as we have another sunny show for you tonight. We are continually celebrating International Repentance Session, Forgiveness and Reconciliation Month. Usually we just do the week, which we usually start on the 21st of each month. But this month God wanted me to start it on the 24th. So I'm just being obedient. And each day we're concentrating on a different segment of the population, and today it is all inhabitants in your nations, country, island, land, the way to do intercession prayers for other inhabitants, people who may not be of the same race as yourself. To deliver them from all sins, demons, lies, sin, deceit, and cursing. I speak on African Americans, the curses of slavery, the Willie Lynch curse, and white supremacy curse. We need to bind and reduce them and loose the blood of Yeshua and the fire of Holy Ghost to cover and destroy them. Because we are all connected spiritually, and this affects all of us. The senseless murders of African Americans. And why? In prayer, number one, the prayer that God had told me to develop, called the Saints/Believer, www.manifestthetruth.com/prayer-1.html. That was manifestthetruth.com. All one word, /prayer-1.html. And in that prayer, I include the words, in the name of Yeshua, I call for justice and plead for truth against all injustices or unjust acts. And we include genocide, murders, brutalities, white supremacy, all sins, that we should be praying for on a daily basis. And this is also a great opportunity to do intercession prayers for people who may not look like you or you may not know, the American Indian curses, Alaskan Native curses. And I learned about this information at demonbuster.com, demonbuster.com, because I never thought about curses as a whole, on a whole race. I've seen lies, but I never thought about rebuking and finding those lies and doing a declaration against them. God, when he told me that he was cleaning us up from inside out, and these are just some examples of what is I'm going to try to include everything in one prayer. It's like a building block that we can include. First, that it is, we like everyone to pray these prayers so that we should start new year on a clean slate this weekend from the inside out. Before January 1st starts on Monday. And then we'll start on Monday saying these prayers on a daily basis. Because like Oprah says, when you know better, you do better. And tomorrow is the community. It's leaders, our neighbors, which includes police, the doctor, local businesses, just everything at the local level. Because there is a lot of anti-Semitism. And we want to destroy those curses. I have planned. I've seen it more now. Even though I've been doing this for years, now God has opened my eyes to something greater. I'm seeing things from another perspective, which I did not think of. And this can be also done for religions as well. We need to remove the blindness, free will. So that they can choose to be delivered from these things that happened in the past and present. So that changes can be made in the future. We should love all people and hate their sins. We should not be calling them out of their name, calling them any derogatory name. That is not Christ-like. And all this chaos and negativity is opening portals, demonic portals, demonic wormholes, demonic vortexes, demonic passageways, where more demons can come in into the natural world. Two worlds. Spirit world and the natural world. And the spirit world controls the natural world. So that's why we need to pray. Five, down the end, down the so far. And now we include taking positive action. We have to do more than prayer because some demons do not come out except by prayer and fasting. And that is where we're at. That's why the revival has not started. Power of prayer and fasting has started revival. The power of prayer and fasting has healed people. The power of prayer and fasting has saved nations. So far, we started with ourselves, with forgiving. Who has persecuted and or harmed us in the past and present. Those who are adversaries to our souls. In the past, the person, and ourselves, we are called to repent, confess of our sins, forgive others, and forgive ourselves, even though that's not a commandment, but forgiving others definitely of their transgressions and trespasses. And reconciliation. Many of us need to reconcile with first God and with mankind, with our fellow citizens. Our family, your friends. Because all of that anger can affect you. And maybe if you release and let go of that anger, you will be free from your sickness and diseases. Because sin is not when you do wrong, do right. like I know to do good and to not do it. That is the sin. When you know what to do and you do not do it. And chaos, the enemy loves chaos and anger because they feed off that negativity. That gives them more power. The enemy is giving them more power. But some people are being paid to purposely do this. And we will pray that those who continue to cause chaos, who are being paid, that their mouths are filled so they cannot talk. Because we do not want to live in a world like that. They're not working for God. That is not of God. Evil spirits may be trying to ruin your relationship. They feed off of negative energy. They want you to argue. They want you to leave and have a divorce. They want you to depart from that one person who may love you. But they have been. God has shown me to go. That races and cultures unite, just like Jews and Gentiles need to unite. I'd like to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, also called the priestly blessing, which you can find at Numbers, and that's in the Old Testament. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. So let's learn about how to win the spiritual battle, war. Because there is war. God bless and thank you for joining us. And tomorrow is the murders and death. So many people are dying tragically. So God bless you. Shalom. And thank you for joining us.